You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Game week.
Another interminable international break interrupts our interest in inter-office rivalry and introspective intersection of interweb-based statistics. So get into this new episode of Game Week.
Oh, interesting introduction.
Introduction. Thank you very much, Dan, my interesting friend. Dan Pryor is at home in Letchworth Garden City. I am in Hastings on the south coast. I'm Matt Dyson. He's Dan Pryor. We are back just before tomorrow's deadline, April the 1st deadline. Who's going to be making an April fool of themselves in this game week, though, Dan? I don't think it's going to be either of us.
No.
I don't think so. I got enough double players to be doing okay, I think.
How many is enough?
Everyone's bench boosting, aren't they? Everyone's bench boosting.
Well,
pretty much a given.
No, community, not necessarily. In the community, some people are talking about doing it in the further along double now.
What, in the 34? Why are they pushing it along? What's their justification for that? I'm very wary of the ways of the community, to be honest. They sell stuff sometimes is absolute nonsense, isn't it?
I'm one of those people that likes to, I've said that before, while I got sort of stitched up a bit on triple captain, I like to have the points on the board early. I'd rather everyone else have to play catch up and I'll...
In the position you are in the top of a lot of your leagues, you're going to be wanting to stay up there. So you need to have the momentum, don't you, really?
Wow.
I don't know if 34, there's not as many games, are there, in the double in game week 34.
I think it's risky injury wise. You'd have to, if you've got a squad that's off ready to go now, then just do it now.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I mean, even if I've got like two players on the bench, I'm still, two players with a double on the bench is enough for me to play my bench boost, I think.
Nice.
Because I'm a bit wary of the Arsenal players, and I've got two left in my team. I don't know whether to get rid of them or not. Then against Leeds, I'm thinking I might just leave them in.
Saka, you got to keep, haven't you? You can't.
Well, I've got Martinelli and White. In my free hit, so annoying you with your Saka chats, because in my free hit, I went with Trossard after his hat trick of assists the week before. He delivered, like, I think he got one assist. That was it. In the very annoying in the 4-1 victory against Crystal Palace. And Saka was the big difference in that game week, wasn't he? Really?
It was my vice captain. I really wanted to captain him, and I didn't, like a fallen.
Oh, he was your vice. Who was your captain?
Tony, the safer.
Oh, yeah.
Only producing 4 points option.
Yeah, not good, not good. And then Tony, of course, is on the verge of a ban, isn't it? Well, he's on the verge of two bans now, isn't he? His betting ban and his yellow card ban. If he gets one more in the first game, he won't play in the second. It's one of those annoying situations, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm sort of wavering on what to do with him, whether to send him now and get in that Newcastle net at all.
Isak, have you got your eye on Isak?
Yeah, doesn't everyone?
He does look good. He looks really good against Forrest, I mean, I must say.
And he's got a double, not a double.
He's got a double. Yeah, but if Tony's got a double, I don't really see why you'd get rid of any players that have got doubles at this stage.
Just if he gets booked, doesn't make the second game, and the second game's away to Man U. First game even away to Brighton ain't great either. I don't want to get caught on that. And I'm also considering getting in. It's tricky, but maybe Maddison or Fernandez. Someone.
Yeah, I'm looking at. I'm thinking of Bruno. Now the problem is, it's a real Solly March, very good. I mean, I've still got Matoma, so. But I was thinking of maybe João Felix as a striker, but I'm not confident enough in him with the two Chelsea games.
Well, they've just said that Havertz is over his illness that had been sort of rumoured.
So he's back.
He should be back. It's just Rashford, who annoyingly would have been my captain, who.
But Rashford.
He had doubt.
He should be fine, shouldn't he?
York Jones.
Because he went around on holiday. He was walking around Central Park with no problems. I don't see any issues with Rashford coming back. Now, the big thing, you've got rid of Haaland by now, have you already?
Yes, I did some time ago.
Because I think, I don't know what Pep's thought, he's giving out mixed messages.
Refused to rule him out is the last thing I've heard.
Well, he said sometimes you need to take a risk, and he hasn't trained for about 2 weeks. So it would be a very risky thing for him to be played against Liverpool. But do I get rid of him and swap him out for Isak or Watkins or Ings? I mean, Ings is potentially a decent shout for this double with West Ham, but I just don't know if West Ham are going to respond in the way that you want them to. Because you've got Ollie Watkins, have you?
I've had Ollie Watkins. He's one of my rare buy-in before he got
Chelsea away.
He's actually
Leicester away.
Another one.
Mings did really well for you the last game week, didn't they? Which is annoying. But Chelsea away, Leicester away. I don't think they're massively great games for Watkins, but then he seems to score regardless of Aston Villa do, doesn't he? He's having one of those seasons.
Yeah. He's been all right. He scored 11 again. He got 11 points against Leicester. He didn't score 11. But he got 11 points against Leicester last time they played him, which was only about 8 game weeks ago. So,
right, interesting. But, I mean, West Ham have potentially got, you know, decent fixtures, Southampton at home. It's make or break for West Ham, isn't it? Surely they're the ones that are going to come out of scoring.
Would be Bowen then for you, wouldn't it? It used to always be a Bowen boy.
But I am a big Bowen boy. But then potentially Ings. But I just feel that's too much of a risk. And I might just keep Haaland and hope he plays. I'm really in a bit of a quandary. I might get rid of De Bruyne and just put Bruno in and just do that.
What are you doing? All these City players, what are about to blank?
I'm saying I can get rid of the City players. I know they're about to blank, but it's not actually that close to their blank. There's still
a couple of game weeks to go.
But like they've got Southampton away and Leicester at home. Like they're like rich pickings. And then get rid of them and then bring them back in on a wild card. That's what I'm going to be doing.
Still got it to play
ahead of game week 34. They've got nice doubles there, haven't they? Man City, Fulham away, West Ham at home.
I think Elton. The club are playing their free hit on game week 32, so you can get your teams yacked up with doublers that are going to play after 32 and not worry about it. Yeah.
Well, how big a blank is 32?
Well, they're missing, four?
It's pretty big, isn't it? It's a lot of the big.
Essentially, it's the players that you want now aren't going to play in 32. So, you know, teams like Brighton aren't going to play, which.
Yes. And everyone's threes up on Brighton at the moment, aren't they?
Sure. I've only got two, and that's what I'm saying. I've got Estepan, I've got Matoma. I'm looking at March, but I'm wondering.
I've still got Steele in gold, so, like, he's a bargain. What a steal he is, eh? 3.9 million bargain. You don't want to remind you of the Sanchez debacle, but I don't know.
So that's 39.
Well, see, because I have captained Rashford with Newcastle away and Brentford at home.
Me too. But
I feel like I have to get out of that there. He's a slight risk because he might not start against Newcastle. You'd have thought, wouldn't you?
I don't know. I mean, if he isn't starting, I wouldn't have him necessarily, but.
We'll do a straight swap Rashford for Bruno. Maybe I should do that. I don't know. I need to get rid of De Bruyne, basically, because he's not really... He doesn't even start every game this season.
He's a great differential now by this load.
He's a good differential there, yeah. Yeah, but...
So how many players you got that aren't going to double? Two.
Let me just look at my team, but let me tell you. I've got two goalkeepers doubling because I've got De Gea as well. I've just got two players on the outfield that aren't doubling. They're both my Arsenal players.
That's not so bad.
But then Rashford is dodgy, you see. And then I don't want to waste my bench boost if Haaland's not playing. If he doesn't play, the bench boost is a waste.
Oh, so then maybe you're one of these who are going to wait to 34.
Well, now you've mentioned it.
Things that you do double around that time, though.
I was going to play my wild card for the double, and you can't wild card and the bench boost at the same time, can you, of course? Sure. I'm thinking of
I'm going to give you the Erik ten Hag quote because I'm just scanning and seeing, and it says, ten Hag is optimistic Rashford can feature on Sunday. I have good hope. He trained, but he had to do some treatment.
There we go.
Spanish state. He joined in the group. We have one more day. I have a good hope he'll be available.
Oh, that sounds like he's definitely going to play. I'm keeping him then. It was one of those classic old, we don't want him to go away on international duty, so we'll feign injury and send him on holiday instead. Whereas Haaland is really injured and has been really injured and hasn't trained at all.
You've been suspiciously quiet about the game week that just passed.
I thought we'd moved on from it now, to be honest. It's like we touched on it. We didn't need to say yes.
There's sort of mini blank, was there? A few players out there.
Yeah, I used my free hit. Yeah, I used my free hit.
Ludicrously, Aaron plated me.
Again, Trossard instead of Saka was a big, big mistake. But I mean, it wasn't a great free hit, but...
The average being 33.
The average is 33. So the average...
The 80% of people have stopped playing.
Getting 51 points is pretty good when the average is 33, isn't it, Dan? I mean, your goalkeeper let me down. I don't know why I'm backing Spurs defensive options. I don't know what I was thinking there, to be honest, in hindsight. But I thought away at Southampton, guaranteed win. Not to be. In fact, the end of Conte's career, it was the nail in his coffin, wasn't it?
Having said that, I had Ward-Prowse, so it was a very bittersweet.
Oh, yes. I remember seeing you spawning it in your traditional manner, yeah. How was that mixed fortunes for when he's... Because he scored the penalty, didn't he?
What I didn't want was him scoring it and somebody missing it and someone else hitting the rebound in. That's what I 100% didn't want. Said it would have been even worse. But I can't say that I was like just jumping up on the sofa and just seeing a really dismal decision for a penalty given anyway. And then happened. And I was with a lot of friends, Arsenal, West Ham fans who were 3-1 were saying, that was a good win. You know what I'm saying? Celebrate a win until the whistle's blown, my friend.
No, very sensible, Dan. Very sensible.
But he's 10 points. Ming's 12 points. Havertz 8. Saka.
Yeah. And not
led to 66 point game week. My best game week of the season, actually.
Really?
In terms of game week rank, 290.
Oh, right.
290,000, which isn't great, but that's as good as it's been.
Well, it's like double the average, which has got to be good, hasn't it?
And I didn't spend anything either, whereas a lot of people I know were spending last week, spending the week this week.
Yeah,
just gone, spending now. And like,
the players that bought in. Yeah, the players that bought in they scored, but just not on a massive level. Like Watkins got 5, Madison got 4, Trossard got 5, Son got 5, Captain Kane got 6. It was like they all did all right. Most of them did all right, apart from a few little blanks. But
you need the point picks.
We've got Matty Cash instead of Mings, but I just don't like Mings at heart. I can't back Mings.
Why not?
It's too dodgy. He's too dodgy. I don't think he's actually that good. And I don't know why he's the darling of the bonus points system. I don't really understand. I think he's...
He had good fixtures and he wasn't missing any games and he had a double.
That's why I put Matty Cash in there to get a little cheeky assist from him. But no, nothing, absolutely nothing. So yeah, it wasn't a great week, but it could have been worse. But yeah, Isak's worth a shout, I think, certainly.
Wilson's back, isn't he? So that's just the concern that Wilson is.
He's completely uninjured, but is he ever completely uninjured? He'll drop out last minute with a drop of a hat.
But they're saying he's But that this Isak's looking so good that, and he's on penalties, that he
does look good. He takes
the pressures all right. And there's another double, which is plausibly going to be in the next few weeks.
I think it's a brave pick because I don't know. I mean, he's not been consistently banging him in all season, far from it, but he was injured for a lot of that time. But actually, you know, he's not played that many games, has he? And he still scored. How many goals has he scored? 6 goals overall.
It's not made his house, but he's been injured a lot. And that's form rather than his overall season. I mean, he's, you know, had 3 goals in the last 2 games. He's got a double, he's got another double due. Fixtures aren't bad. A lot of away games, the way West Ham, Brentford, and Villa in the road. But, he's interesting. He's a good Tony replacement. I've already got Havertz and Watkins, so I've got 2 of the most obvious replacements.
He is a good Tony replacement. Havertz, I'm not 100%. I never get too excited about Havertz, really. I don't know if the Chelsea double is enticing enough.
No, but again,
Madison is. I do want Madison. I think he is a real form player, and off the back of his England show, I think. But then he's got Palace away, and then this Roy Hodgson's first game. You see, I don't know. I think it might be a
Roy Hodgson.
Yeah. I just think the new manager's going to change something at Crystal Palace. Well, I don't think they'll be as easy as to beat as they would have been if Vieira was still in charge.
Well, Arsenal didn't have a bad.
And then Aston Villa at home. I think Villa are in their mugs, are they? I don't think they're going to roll over to Leicester. I don't know. I just don't want to break the bank to bring in Madison or any Leicester players, I don't think.
Sounds like you got a lot of concerns here, Dyson.
I might just leave it and not do anything because Haaland is my main concern. But I just know whatever I do, the opposite will happen. So I don't see any point in bringing any real defenders in. But I mean, Isak is an option. Get rid of Haaland, bring in Isak, get rid of De Bruyne, bring in Bruno. Because I just think the Man United double. It's pretty tasty. Newcastle away, Brentford home. They should do something in that, surely, shouldn't they?
And you're not worried about this game week 32, that you'll bring in a lot of players and then have no one in 4 weeks' time?
No, I've got enough to get me through 32, I think.
Right.
Just about, I think. I need to cross. I don't plan that far ahead.
There's got 3 game weeks away.
It's ages. For Man United, you've got 4 games till then. And I don't want. I mean, Forest fixtures are good, aren't they? But I just can't. I can't do that anymore. I don't know how you cope with that. I don't like having Forest players in my team.
That's a wisdom, Morris. Keep losing. Yeah, how is it? And win since game week 22.
If I was tempted by a little Gibbs White action, I would be Wolves, the team that he used to play for. They hate him, you know. He's good for assists, he's due a goal soon, but I just don't know. These two games are make or break for Forest season. Leeds at home, Wolves away. On paper they're green.
I've seen some people say
the odd games there.
Ben Navas in. I've seen Navas has been a tips player, but
really
I don't think he's going to have us out.
I wouldn't be bringing in defensive options for Forest. No, sorry. But God. What about you? How many double game players, how many doubles have you got in your team?
The only ones I don't have are these Arsenal ones. So Odegaard, Saka, Zinchenko, and then I also have Ward-Prowse still kicking the place up a bit. So my ideal situation is to get rid of Ward-Prowse, and then I was going to get rid of Odegaard and get 2 midfielders in, for example, the Bruno and Madison combo, or Bruno March, or Madison and March. That was it.
Yeah, I think Brighton. I'd go Brighton if I were.
If I had to do that, I'd take it. That would be a 4-point hit, which is about as much as I want to take. I don't want to save the
ball. Oh yeah, I'm definitely not taking any more than 4.
And
definitely not.
That means I would be able to get Isak. So that's what I'd have to do. I'd have to sit and risk it on Tony. His booking thing is what worries me. I just don't know that he's going to score very much in that game week, and it'd be a bit of a waste.
Well, but he'll do that to you though, really, Ivan. When you least expect him to score, he'll score.
He's got a pretty good record like every other game lately of them being a goal.
Yeah. I just don't know when he's going to get banned. You know, I don't know when he's going to get banned for betting on himself.
But aside from that, I'm good. And then, of course, I'm doing that classic thing, you know, everyone's got to do it, which is apart from who your captain and vice captain, stick all your best players on the bench. Soda, ring your
bell. Oh, yeah, sure.
Oh, he's only scored so far this game week.
Yeah.
And then they're all waiting so that we could even submit.
It was a silly trick. It was such a silly trick.
But your second choice kicker in. It's a good thing to do.
I always enjoy it because it's a nice surprise for them.
But then you come on here the week after and go, look, I've got about 32 points on my bench.
It's exactly, like, yes.
Because they're not your bench, because if you weren't playing a bench boost, they would have started. So it's meaningless. So don't come here next time and start saying that, because we won't fall for that. We're not Doris for accounts here. We know what you're doing.
My best.
All the bench boost wool over our eyes.
You know, you can see on your game week history points on bench, my most points on bench was game week 16. I had 35 points on the bench and I only scored 38 in total. So 35 points on my bench would be quite nice this game week. That would be a nice L. A nice L.
That is nice. That is nice. Points on bench. Which is that PB, is it?
Indeed.
It is indeed. Oh, wow. Oh, my God. It's a depressing thing to look at, isn't it? I've had a 19. I've got a 30. Oh. Horrible. In game week two, I had 30 points on my bench. Pulling up here.
Would have been nice on that. So, you know, hopefully, I don't think I've ever had a good bench boost. It's always been a bit ropey. It's always been somebody who doesn't play. This is the first time I've been able to say it so late in the day, because I like to not really have to worry about having an expensive bench so that I can put my money in the first team. So the first time I played it this way, it's like, it's quite a little bit exciting. It's really smart of it.
Yeah, good things come to those who wait, Daniel. That's what we're hoping for anyway, isn't it?
With your boost.
Benchless boost. Yeah, classic old jingle there, which we can't use because the people of Cadbury's Biscuit Boost might sue us.
Seems
unlikely, but the Mondelez Corporation are going to get in touch. But It's the way the world.
Yeah, I feel like getting sued by Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Wonka. Oh, Wonka comes after you. Those Oompa Loompas in court. That could be a nightmare. Imagine that. With the little wigs on.
Hellish, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I wouldn't fancy that. No. But, you know, someone's going to get a golden ticket down this week and they will be top of the game week league table. Is it still the same situation at the top of the game week league table? Let's have a look. See who's still there. It's Phil Simmons, Toon Balmy, sitting pretty on 1,860 points. Doing very well. Newcastle United fan, game week listener. Only got 44 points last time out. Interesting. Actually, took only 40 points because he took a 4-point hit, but he's still fairly clear at the top of the table.
Yeah, and someone who's got one name, Jarno, is top of the head-to-head league with a team called True to Game. 4 points clear at the top of the game.
Nice. What are your overall points there, then?
Well, for starters, in a dart style, I'm 180 points ahead of you. Points of 1781.
1781, that's the choice.
You're not quite in the top 150,000 yet, but...
Right. My overall rank is rank. I'm just over the 1,600 mark. Honey, God, woeful. Woeful. But I'm having that kind of season.
And your overall rank is 1.78 million. Oh, no,
2.3.
Oh, round about. It's a little round there. I was on the way from the end.
Yeah, but round it down. this is when the bench boost is going to change it. Look, I'm just basically looking at small, pathetic little battles in my mini leagues now. That's all I care about. I'm just playing for pride at this stage of the season.
Oh, Cash is injured. I didn't realise. So you've actually got quite big problems.
No, he was in my free hit team.
Oh, it was a free hit. That was right. He did that weird.
Yeah, he went off injured for Poland, didn't he, Matty Cash? And people were saying it was a fake. He was faking it or something. Some pundits and he's faking it. So as if he's faking it. And now he is out for a while. So
you're going to live on that.
Exactly. Yeah. So you got to take the victories where you can, to be honest, Dad. Take victories where you can.
What a season you've had.
That is the message we'll leave you with as we come to the end of this deadline. Almost at the deadline special of game week. We'll be back on the other side, I suppose. Dan, any other messages from you, Daniel?
Not really. Just, you know, let's hope for that. A great double.
That's all bench, but you're definitely boosting your bench.
I'll wait until the morning, Saturday morning, just in case they overnight. they say overnight, oh, hang on a minute, this has happened, all that's happened, and then I'm in trouble.
Interesting. The transfers on a Saturday. So
assume everyone's fit and healthy. The double will be happening. We're probably a -4. And
I'm going to captain Mitoma. Which I think is Brent at home. Bournemouth away.
That's interesting.
Ooh, yeah, definitely. Well, now Rashford's slightly dodgy, but actually, having heard that review from Ten Hag, I don't really think he is that dodgy at all.
And just making it final.
Rashford is actually just rested, is what he is.
Can you be rested after a flight to New York and back home?
No, I still. Oh, wow, really?
Two and a half hours it took me to be in customs. I was there a long time at JFK, many years ago. Longest day I was here, babe.
You're probably itching to run around for 90 minutes after all that time on the plane.
Mm. Depends what he's been eating. You know, they always give you that sort of pasta and cheese. Try and get
maybe a cow class, mate. In cow class, he's on the good stuff. He's probably got his own little suite on the plane. You know, it's like being in a hotel in the sky.
You're making me think of that glass elevator and Wonka again.
We're back to Wonka. It always comes back to Wonka. Okay, well, we'll leave it there, Dan.
Okay.
And remember that it may be a fantasy, but it's f-ing serious.
Game week.
Sports Social Podcast Network.